No, honestly, I wasn't. I was just watching the draft as a fan, and I was just relaxing, and just looking to see if any, if I noticed any of my friends that were in draft.
So what was your reaction?
I was honestly speechless. Like, when I got the call, I was like, oh, okay, I said the Wisconsin area code. And then when I asked the call, they said who they were. I didn't even have nothing to cut. A word didn't even come out of my mouth.
Nate, can you tell us about your visit here before the draft, though, and how that went, and if it gave you hope that you might end up here?
Can you say that question again, I'm sorry?
Yeah, the question was to ask about your visit here before the draft and how that visit went and if that helped you picture being here.
The visit went real well. You know, I got a chance to get some medical stuff cleared up, and then got a chance to get around the coaches and get on the board and things like that. And it did give me a vision of being there, especially when I walked to the locker room and I saw, you know, the big things that we all see as fans of the sport. I only imagined that then they put me in the Hall of Fame, and I was like, there's a lot to do. I wish I had a chance to play there.
What happened at Illinois that led to your transfer?
Hey, man, we're losing a little bit on reception. Is there an area where you were before?
It's fairly hard to hear.
The question was, what led you to transfer from Illinois?
Oh, just playing fine. I wasn't playing enough, and I just really wanted to play. Everyone that knows me knows that I've never banked on going to NFL. I just looked at it as if it came. I'll pursue it, but I was just all about schoolwork. And I just wanted to play football, and I wasn't playing enough, so I just left.
What's his best pass rush move?
What would you consider your best pass rush move?
Probably my speed to power.
Can you talk about that?
Can you talk about that move for us?
Well, it's pretty much, it's like a counter. I do it like typically towards the, after I have a speed rush to tackle, so I rush outside, I speed outside, and then I'll speed, and I'll like rush like I'm using my speed on outside, and right when I get the tackle, speed parallel to the quarterback, that's when I just like bore and control and get off balance.
Have you watched Clay Matthews? I mean, do you see Green Bay as a good situation for you?
Yeah, I love watching Clay Matthews because he's, like, so unpredictable when it comes to pass rush. He was caught out doing one move, and by the end of the play, he had a sack that he had been working 4 or 5 moves for the beginning of the play. And, yeah, he kind of gave you an idea of what it would be like to play there, just saying him and how he works with an assistant and things like that.
Nate, did you take a lot of other visits at all besides the Packers?
No, I didn't take no other visits. The Packers were my only visits.
Nate, what happened when when you got hit on your scooter while you were in Illinois? What's the story behind that?
I was headed to work, and I was because I worked at the Boys and Girls Club in Champaign over the summer, and a girl just turned out in front of me as I was driving and going through an intersection and hit me. I was in the right of way, it was her fault, but she just turned out in front of me and hit me. And I like hit the hood of the car, flipped up in the air, and I was coming down to the ground face first. And I just put my hands down, and I flipped and landed on my feet. And I ended up breaking my right foot in the process.
How hard was it to recover from that?
Can we do that again?
The question was, what was the recovery like on your injury?
I got an x-ray that day, it came back negative, so they just took me, I'm like, oh, running, I was actually lifting. And then during camp, I was practicing everything, and during camp, some alignment fell on my foot, I got x-rayed again, and then this time it came back positive for a break, so I had to sit out. I think I missed 3 games, and I came back during the bye week, and I played Ohio State, so probably like 6 weeks.
What kind of defense were you in, and what position did you play in those 2 years at Illinois State?
You said what defense did we run?
Yeah, what defense did you guys play, and what positions did you play in those 2 years?
Most of the defense we ran a 4-3. Our base defense was a 4-3, but we did have some 3-4. And a 4-3, I played decent hand down, decent to bed. Until my last year, my coaches let me play the stand. I played in. It was 4-3 in, but I just stood up on my feet.
And
And then in the 34th game, I played outside stand up, outside linebacker.
Anything else for Nate?
Nate, do you think that experience playing outside linebacker will help with your transition to Green Bay in their 3-4?
Yes, I think it will help me. You know, I still have a lot to learn just because, you know, I haven't played it. It hasn't been my primary position. But I feel like some of the things that I have learned will help, you know, help me learn or help me adapt a bit quicker. But I know it's going to be a learning curve, and I'm just ready to get to work.
Nate, growing up in Chicago, are or were you a big Bears fan, and has that changed now?
Yeah, it changed now, big time.
But you were a big Bears fan growing up, right?
Yeah, I was a Bears fan growing up, but I mean, you know, that's all behind me now. I'm a Green Bay Packer, and, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at.
So do you remember watching a lot of Packers-Bears games? What are some of your memories of those games?
Yeah, the one that stick out to me the most is the one that knocked us out of the playoffs. The one year when Jay Cutler, when the Packers knocked out like three quarterbacks in one game, in the playoff game. And that's the one that I remember the most. And I was just like, dang, they are really good.
Hey, Nate, who's your agent?
Chris Martin. James Chris Martin.
James Chris Martin?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody have anything else?
High school basketball with Derrick Rose.
Hey, Nate, the question was about you playing high school basketball with Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I played basketball for two and a half years at Seminole, and I stopped playing at the beginning of the season my junior year. I just wanted to focus on football.
Who made the call to him from the Packers when he was a little speechless for his first call?
Do you remember who was on the phone from the Packers that called you today when you got picked?
I can't even remember. I know the general manager was the one I told. He was asking me something, and I just couldn't even say nothing.
Nate, I read in an interview that you said your father had been through a lot of tough times, and he was your inspiration. Can you elaborate on that?
Can you say the question again?
He said, read in an interview where you had said your father was a big inspiration to you, and was just wondering if you'd elaborate on that.
Yes, my father, he was an inspiration on me just because he went through so much adversity in his life. And, you know, he never made an excuse for why he couldn't do this or why he couldn't do that. He pretty much taught me how to be a man, you know, without even saying that. Just by doing things, he never said, well, sir, you got to be different how you be a man. I just saw his actions and just saw the way he went about things that. And just saying that growing up as a kid, you know, that really hit home for me. And I was like, dang, you know, my father's a strong individual. You know, because he just went through so much in his life. And for him to, you know, come back out on top, he has a small children, I have a business, but, I mean, it's something he can call his own.